My plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila, Blessings of Quran of Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the ayat number 34 of Surah Al-Baqarah in today's silsila. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And remember, O beloved, when we said to the angels, اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, you should prostrate to Adam. فَسَجَدُوا, so they prostrated. إِلَّا Iblis, except Iblis. Aba, he refused. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ, and he became arrogant. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and he became amongst the infidels. This was the literal translation of the verse number 34 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Now let's ponder upon the words of Ayat-e-Kareema and try to understand the message of Quran-e-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا. Remember, when we said to the angels, this order to the angels was given after Adam alayhi salam's dignity and his greatness in knowledge was shown. When the angels were convinced and they saw the ability and capability and greatness of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, then they were told that you should make sajda, you should prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. Also keep in mind that the word kulna is used, which means we said. And if you study Quran, you will understand that at some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses singular word for himself, like I. And at some places he uses plural word for himself, like we. So when the word I is used, or singular word is used, it is to express His oneness. And when a plural word is used, it is to show the greatness, azmat, of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But we, as the slaves of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we can only use singular words. We cannot use plural words for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, all the Prophets alayhi wasalam, all the awliya Allah, pious elders, when they make dua, you will never see them using plural words. They will always use singular words for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because in plural, there is smell of shirk. There is smell of equality. That there is somebody who is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say that. And as I said that, He says that to express His greatness. And then we see the word lil malaikati. That when we said to the angels, so here all the angels are meant, because the greatness, the fadilat of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was shown to all the angels. And all the angels became student of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, because they learnt something from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam which they did not know. And those were the names of the things which were offered to angels, and they were unable to tell about the things. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam told them, and they learnt that from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So they became students of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So therefore, to make sajda in respect became necessary for all the angels. So some of the angels are not excluded, as there are some opinions that the order was given to the angels of earth, not to all the angels. So those opinions are isolated opinions and not popular. And then again in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts great emphasis and explains, kulluhum ajma'un, that all of them together made sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So this last portion of the ayat removes all those doubts and possibilities that it was the group of angels and not all the angels. Then we see the word sajda is used, usjudu. This word is derived from sajda. Its literal meaning is to be humble or to obey. As this word is used in Quran Kareem in this sense as well. For example, وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ, that star and the tree, they follow. So here is in the meaning of following, obeying. And also in the kalam of Arab shu'ara, Arab poets, the word sajda is used in the meaning of following and to be humble or to show humbleness. But in the terminology of Sharia, sajda means to put your forehead down on the ground. But with the condition that you have intention of making sajda. If the intention of making sajda is not there, even if one puts his head down on the ground, it would not be counted as sajda. And then sajda is of two types. One sajda is called sajda-e-ta'abbudi, and the other sajda is called sajda-e-ta'zimi. Sajda-e-ta'abbudi is that when one regards someone, his creator, and he prostrates to him. That's sajda ibadat, that's sajda ta'abbudi. And the other sajda is called sajda ta'zimi or sajda tahiyyat. A sajda of respect or sajda of greeting. If someone makes sajda to a bazurg, to a pious person, to a holy man, with the intention of showing respect, this would be called sajda ta'zimi or sajda tahiyyat. However, sajda ta'abbudi is shirk. Person who does sajda ta'abbudi to other than Allah, he's mushrik. Yes, sajda ta'abbudi is only for Almighty Allah. So if anyone does that type of sajda to any person or any being or anything, that person is mushrik and he is out of the fold of Islam. And as far as sajda tahiyyat is concerned or sajda ta'zimi is concerned, it was legal, it was legitimate in some of the previous ummahs, but it is prohibited in the sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is the example of the brothers of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, who were ordered to make sajda to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and that was sajda ta'zim, that was sajda of respect. And then there are different opinions. Was this sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, or was not, or was his position as a qibla? Some scholars, some mufassireen, commentators of Quran, like Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has said that the sajda was to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and the position of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was just a direction, like Ka'batullah. Ka'batullah is qibla, it's a direction. But when we face Ka'batullah and we prostrate and we make sajda, who are we making sajda to? To Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says that this was the position of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that he was just a qibla, he was just a direction, but the sajda was to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has refuted this concept. He said, no, this is not true. Because if this was the case, then the ayat should have been ila adama. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ تِسْجُدُوا ila adama. Then it should have been ila adama. O angels, make sajda towards Adam alayhi salam, not to Adam alayhi salam, but the word le Adam makes it very clear that this sajda was for Adam alayhi salam, not towards Adam alayhi salam. Because if the position of Adam alayhi salam was just a direction, that doesn't show his greatness. There's possibility that someone who is facing Adam alayhi salam could be greater than Adam alayhi salam. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced Ka'batullah to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than Ka'batullah. So that possibility is there. So if we say that sajda was not for Adam alayhi salam, then this doesn't prove the greatness of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And secondly, if sajda was not for Adam alayhi salam and the position of Adam alayhi salam was just a direction, then Shaitan would not have had a problem at all. Because he was facing Baitul Ma'mur all the time and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Baitul Ma'mur is not Allah. So if Adam alayhi salam was appointed as a direction, as a qibla, Shaitan would not have had a problem at all. He would have said, okay, Well, it's just a matter of direction. I'm worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as I used to worship before, I'm worshipping now. I'm not making sajda to anyone else other than Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his problem was based on this understanding that he was ordered to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. And because he felt he's great, so he didn't do that. The most popular saying of the scholars of Islam is that this was sajda ta'zimi and this was for Adam alayhi salam. And in the previous sharias, in previous codes of laws, it was permitted, it was allowed, but it has been cancelled, prohibited in the sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore now, we can only make sajda to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot make sajda to anyone else. But if someone makes sajda of ta'zimi in this time to any pious person, he does haram. He would still not be a mushrik. He will only be a mushrik if he makes sajda of ibadat to someone other than Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is a very important difference that people must know, otherwise they might end up calling someone mushrik and kafir who is not really a kafir. Maybe he's just a sinner. So when you differentiate and make difference, then you will be in better position to justify who is mushrik and who is a sinner. So if anyone now in the sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes sajda of ibadat to anyone other than Allah, he's mushrik, he's out of the fold of Islam. And if anyone makes sajda of ta'zeem or tahiyyat, sajda of respect or greeting in the sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a fasiq, he is a sinner. So he must repent from that. Then we must also know that as sajda is being made haram in Islam, bowing down to show respect to the limit of ruku is also haram. If, for example, you're greeting someone, you're meeting someone, and you bow down so much that your hands can touch your knees, that's the limit of ruku. So if you bow down that much to greet or meet someone, that is also haram. And even to kiss the ground to show respect to someone, in some cultures, maybe in Arab cultures, it existed, this practice. It could be in some other parts of the world as well. To kiss the ground to show respect to maybe a holy person or powerful person or king, or ruler, or whoever, that is prohibited. But if someone bows down for other reason, not to show respect in bowing down, but maybe he is going to do some other work and he bows down for that reason, that is allowed. For example, if he goes down to kiss the feet of a pious person, now his reason is different. His reason is not just to bow down to show respect. His reason is now to bow down to kiss the feet. Or similarly, if he bows down to straighten the shoes of his Pir o Murshid or an Alim-e-Deen or his father or person that he respects, he would still have to go down. But because the reason is different, therefore it would be permitted and it would be allowed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fasajadu, O angels, you should prostrate. And when that order was given, because this is an order, it's a commanding verb. But, O angels, all of you, should prostrate. And without hesitation, all the angels, they put their heads down in the sajda, in prostration. The first one to make sajda was Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. Then Hazrat Mikael alayhi salam. Then Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. Then Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. And then all the angels. And ulama ikram say that that is the reason that Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam became the Sayyid, the leader of all the angels, because he was first one to show respect to the Nabi of Almighty Allah. He was first one to show the respect to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Therefore, he was given a reward, a very beautiful reward. And what is his reward? His reward is that he would always serve the prophets. He would always bring the message from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and deliver the message to the prophets alayhi salam. Subhanallah. And then the sajda, some ulama say that it was between Asr and Maghrib. Some say it was for 100 years. And the others say that it was for 500 years. Now to bring the balance in all the three sayings, or bring harmony in all the three different opinions, we would take it from Hazrat Shaykh Ismail Haqqi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who writes in Tafsir Ruhul Bayat, very beautiful. He says these were actually three different sajdas. One sajda was when the order was given, so everyone made sajda to Adam alayhi salam. And when the angel, and this sajda was between Asr and Maghrib. And when the angels lifted their head, they saw Shaitan Iblis standing. He turned his face the other side. He's backing towards Adam alayhi salam. He disobeyed. And the angels went to sajda again to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them tawfiq, helped them with his divine help, did not make them like Iblis. So that second sajda was to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are given the tawfiq. And that was for 100 years. And when they got up from the second sajda, they saw that Iblis is standing and he is disfigured. His face, his body has become like pig, and his face has become like a monkey. So then the angels felt the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And in that fear, they went in prostration, into prostration, into sajda. And then they made sajda for 500 years. So these were three different sajdas. So first sajda was for Adam alayhi salam, to show respect. And second two sajdas were for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. First one for the shukr, to be thankful, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful. And the second sajda was because they felt the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Also very interesting, keep in mind that the beginning of this universe happened with the respect of a Nabi of Allah. That's the beginning. And the beginning of next world will also happen with the respect of a Nabi of Allah. Because when everybody would be in mahshar, and the sun would be so close, the earth would be made of copper, and everybody would be sweating, and some drowning in their own perspiration and sweating. And at that time, everybody will think of Anbiya alayhim salam. And finally, they will come to the final prophet, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who would give them the good news, Ana laha, I am for that, I will intercede on your behalf. So the beginning of this universe is with the ta'zeem and the respect and the zikr of a Nabi of Allah, and the beginning of the second world is also with the ta'zeem and the respect and the zikr of a beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, a prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Illa Iblis, except Iblis. Everybody prostrated except Iblis. Why he did not do that? Why he denied? Because he was in the intoxication of the pride. The pride that have done so much ibadat. And in satanic oneness, satanic tawheed, he had his own understanding of tawheed. He did not take the understanding of tawheed from Nabi of Allah. He created his own understanding of tawheed. So he got destroyed. Then he was rejected. His name was Azazil. And after that, the name was given to him, Iblis and Shaitan. The meaning of Iblis is the one who is disappointed, useless. Because he was disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, he became hopeless. And the other meaning of Iblis is to cheat, to deceive. Because he adopted that hobby or that profession that he started cheating and deceiving everyone. Therefore, Iblis is called Iblis for two reasons. That he is a cheater, he is a deceiver, he is a liar. And the second reason is that he is disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the second name is Shaitan. And Shaitan is from Shaitan, which means batil, falsehood, or reliar. So he's called Shaitan because he's false and he lies. He never speaks truth. But these days, the word Shaitan is also used for a bad man. Like, you know, a bad person, person who cheats, person who does bad things, we say he's a shaitan. So it's used for that meaning as well. And also used in Quran Kareem, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. When these people are, when these hypocrites are alone with their shaitans. Shaitans means here, their leaders or their friends, or those who share the similar type of beliefs of kufr, they are called shayateen. And now these days there are people who do not believe in the existence of shaitan. They are influenced by some Western philosophies and Western cultures. Some are modernists and they feel that there is no such thing as shaitan. It's actually the bad powers of human being, bad qualities of human being are called shaitan. So they actually deny the existence of shaitan. That means they're denying the facts of Quran. They're denying even Christianity. They're denying Judaism. They're denying every revealed book. Because the existence of shaitan is found and established and understood in every religion. So if we accept those thoughts, then what it would mean when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about shaitan, that the jinn is created from fire. And shaitan says, and it's also mentioned in Quran, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينٍ. I have been created from the fire and he has been created from the soil. Who is it being talked about? Is it the bad habits of human being? Quran talks about that he has been given muhlak, he has been given time till the day of Qiyamah. Who's that? Is that the quality of human being? Shaitan has children. Is that the quality of human being? Bad sifat, bad habits of human being? It doesn't make sense. So we have to believe the way it has been explained to us in Quran Kareem, that Shaitan does exist. Shaitan is a creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's some interesting narrations regarding the story of Shaitan and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Once Shaitan came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and he said that, "O Musa alayhi salam, you are favorite of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You are maqbool in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Please intercede on my behalf." So that tells you that Shaitan also believes that the friends of Allah can intercede. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come to Musa alayhi salam and say, "Please intercede on my behalf. Make my shifaat. And intercede that may Allah accept my tawbah." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, "O Musa, I accept your intercession and I accept your dua, but one condition. Tell Shaitan that he must go and make sajda to the qabr of Adam alayhi salam. I'll forgive him." And when he heard that, he said, "Well, I didn't do sajda when he was living, so I will not make sajda to his qabr." But Shaitan said to Musa alayhi salam, he said, "Since you have made an effort for my intercession, I want to tell you three interesting things. One is that when a person is angry, I run in his body faster than blood. I control him. I let him do whatever I desire. I let him kill people. I let him swear people. I let him insult people. I let him abuse and hit people. I let him do so many wrong things. I let him utter words of kufr." So insan, human being, becomes like a soccer ball and Shaitan kicks him from this side, from that side. He loses his balance, he loses his intellect, his brain, everything. So that's the time when Shaitan attacks human being the most. Second time, Shaitan said, when a warrior, when a ghazi, when a mujahid is in the battlefield, I come and put in his mind, "Think about your wife. Think about your children. You're not the only one who has to defend and protect the deen. There are so many other Muslims. They can do it. Go worry about your family. Go look after your family. If you die, what's going to happen? Your children will become yatim, often. Your wife will become widow. She'll go and marry somebody else. You don't know how the world will treat your children. You don't know where they grow up, whether they'll have food or they won't have food. Will they have education or they won't have education?" So I start feeding these thoughts to his mind and to his heart till he becomes coward and he runs away. And the third occasion that I attack human being the most, when a man and a woman are in private place together, I put fitna in their minds and I motivate them to commit adultery. Nauzubillah. So therefore, the teachings of Islam, the separation between sexes, intermingling of sexes not allowed in Islam, private meetings, only man and only woman, and this happens a lot in corporate world these days. A woman representing a company, a man is representing a company, they're going and having you know, business lunch and business supper and business meetings, and in their offices they are all alone and they're talking and making deals and shaking hands. You think Shaitan is sleeping. Shaitan does his tricks. And people end up, na'udhu billah, doing what Shaitan wants them to do. So if we want to stay away from this type of evils and protect ourselves and our chastity, then we should follow the teachings of Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aba wastakbara. Aba is from Iba'un, which means that denying something deliberately. It's a denial, but what type of denial? Sometimes denial is you don't know the fact. And other times the denial is when you know everything and deliberately, knowingly, not forgetfully, not because of any misconception, not because of any misunderstanding, you refute, you refuse. That is Iba'un. So Aba. So he deliberately refused, not mistakenly, not due to any misunderstanding. So without any excuse, he refused to make sajda. And why did he refuse? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reason. Istakbara. The word istakbara is derived from istikbarun, which means that one regards himself greater than other. That is istikbar. That is takabbur. And why Shaitan made takabbur? Why Iblis made takabbur? Why he became arrogant and showed pride? For three reasons. And these three reasons are very interesting. And we must listen and implement upon ourselves. Are we not caught up in these types of tricks and the mischiefs and the fitnas of the nafs? Number one, Shaitan said, I've been made from fire and he has been made from soil. And fire is greater than soil. So I'm greater than Adam. You understand his logic? In mantiq we say sughra, kubra, and then we take out the result, the natija. So he put two and two together and he took out a result. He said, well, I'm created from fire, he's created from soil. Fire is greater than soil, so I'm greater than Adam. So this tells us something. That if you are from a well-known family, respected family, from noble family, or your forefathers were great, coincidentally you are born in that family, that doesn't make you great. What are your own actions? What is your own character? What is your own contribution? So these different tribes and different names, or you belong to this family or you belong to that family, that is solely for your introduction. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُ. That we have made your shu'ub, nations, groups, qabail, tribes. You know this, what you call ataqs, surnames, family names. Why? For what reason? لِتَعَارَفُ, you can be known. That's the reason. You know, if there is a person whose name is Abdul Rashid, and there are 10 people whose name is Abdul Rashid, and when you want to talk about Abdul Rashid, how would you know which Abdul Rashid are you talking about? But one Abdul Rashid is Khan, other Abdul Rashid is Sheikh, other Abdul Rashid is Maiman, other Abdul Rashid is whatever. And then when you say Abdul Rashid Khan, everyone knows that. So these different tribes are now helping you to know. Otherwise you would not have known which person are we talking about. So this is not the foundation of your greatness. This is not the reason of you to be better than others. This is lata'arafu, just to know. And as far as the greatness is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Surely, greatest amongst you is the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Who is the biggest muttaqi, atqakum. Who is atqa, greatest muttaqi, comparison with others. So, there's a lesson for all of us, that we should always ponder upon our own actions and humble ourselves and never think that I'm greater than others because I belong to this family or because I belong to that family. Second reason, Shaitan thought that I have worshipped for thousands of years and Adam alayhi salam is just created now and he had no opportunity to worship, so I'm better. Because I have done so much and he has done nothing. He is a newcomer. But he didn't realize that the greatness is in the hands of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, in the hand of Qudra of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is Samadhi, he is carefree. He doesn't need to ask anyone. He can make anybody great that he wants to. That's his Qudra. In Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So, therefore, he became proud. He said, no, I have done so much. So he's looking at his achievements. He's looking at the hard work that he has put into pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that led him to arrogance and he got destroyed. And number three, he said that I've done many things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. He has ordered me to go and clean the earth, because jinns were there and they were causing mischief and bloodshed, and I fought with them and I chased them into islands and into jungles, and I've done so much and Adam alayhi salam has done nothing. So he actually felt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not value his worth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was unjust towards him, that a newcomer got such status and me working so long, so hard, I've done so much and so much of achievements, this, that, he started counting and he became kafir. Kana minal kafiri. Kana is in the meaning of sara, means to become. Sara yasiro, as in Arabic we learn, to become. So kana in the meaning of sara means he was a believer, but then he became kafir. And the second meaning is, kana will be on its original meaning, kana minal kafiri. He was from the disbelievers in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that one day he's going to show his kufr and he'll become kafir. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we learn some wonderful Madani pearls from the tafsir of this ayah kareema. And inshallah we'll discuss few as the time permits us. That Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is greater than angels. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered angels to prostrate to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, did not order Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to prostrate to angels. So that those who is being prostrated, mean the sajda is made towards him or to him, he is greater than those who are making sajda. So Adam alayhi salam is greater than all the angels. And we learn that one should not be proud of his ibadat, his worship. We must worship, 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 and at the end, we must say that, Ya Allah, I have done nothing. Because we don't know whether that ibadat is accepted or not accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us humbleness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from pride. Because the pride is the sickness that destroyed shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path, and on the path of anbiya and awliya, and save us from this disease of pride. which is actually destroying the character of Muslims and destroying the values of Muslim. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread.